This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Janitors at the Denver airport are back at work today after striking yesterday. Their contract ended this week, and their bargaining committee hasn't agreed to a new one. The janitors say they want better pay, fair workloads, and respect. Anna Gabriel has worked at the airport for 2 years. She's hopeful the strike will make a difference.
Oh, it's powerful. It's really powerful. And I'm happy. And I think we hope something good is coming.
Janitors at the airport worked through the pandemic even when personal protective equipment was hard to come by and there was uncertainty about how COVID-19 spread. 87% of Denver Public School staff are vaccinated and just 3% have been approved for medical or religious exemptions. DPS says it's working with employees who aren't yet vaccinated and they're doing weekly COVID tests and have stronger masking requirements. Staff with exemptions are also taking extra health precautions. The initial deadline for the city's COVID vaccine health order was a couple days ago. And the state Supreme Court received the congressional map approved by Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission this week. The court will evaluate whether the commission met the constitutional requirement in their work. The map largely keeps the current congressional boundaries in place and creates the new 8th district in northern Colorado. The court will decide by November 1st whether to approve the map or send it back to the commission. You're listening to CPR News.